We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Instigators, on this day in 1942 in Seattle, Washington, the great Jimi Hendrix was born. Anyone like their Jimi Hendrix over there?
Jimi Hendrix is Jimi Hendrix, right? I can't say that I was a follower or a true lover of his music, but I do appreciate what he could do with that guitar and you know, his sound. But I wasn't a real big Jimi Hendrix fan.
No, I had a lot of friends that were huge into Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, and all that era type music. The Doors, whatever it was. I just wasn't huge into it, but I can definitely appreciate the music itself. But no, I can't say I was a huge fan.
Me neither. I wasn't either, really. I think I liked one song, and it's Hey Joe. But the reason why I played that is because I was scrolling through Twitter. I mean, the guy's iconic, one of the greatest guitarists ever. But you know who loves Jimi Hendrix?
Who?
Jack Eichel.
Oh, yeah.
And yesterday...
He's a big music buff, eh?
He is a big music buff. And somewhere along the line, I think, you know, we talk about anything when it comes to Jack. We talk about anything when it comes to the Sabres most of the time. But somewhere along the line, I thought I saw that on an all-time playlist of his, he would have Jimi Hendrix on there somewhere. I don't know what song or whatever, but yesterday... Jack donated meals to everybody staying at the Kevin Guest House and it was created by Chef So at Bacchus. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Bacchus, but
I'm fabulous. Familiar with it because we beat him in the battle of the Jocks versus Docs. You and I beat Bacchus the 1 year, and then we got beat by Bacchus the second year. So
yeah, we got. Our coach that night, he didn't bring his A game.
Yeah, it was tough to. We had a tough dish that night, but if we get to do it again, I'm sure we'll learn from our mistakes.
Phenomenal restaurant, But Kevin Guesthouse tweeted out, feeling extra thankful for Jack Eichel and donating beautiful meal for our guests created by Bacchus. And I guess, you know, you see a picture of Jack here cooking with the chef and prepping the meals and sending it into Kevin Guesthouse so everybody in there can have a nice Thanksgiving. Hope everybody else had a nice Thanksgiving. Tell you who had a great Thanksgiving was Mikhail Sergachev. Guy signs a nice contract. Three years.
You know who enjoyed that contract more than him?
You going to say the general manager of the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Julien Brisebois. He's, I think, and this is just my opinion, and maybe we might differ, or maybe we will agree, but I think that the Tampa Bay Lightning on a three-year deal with Mikhail Sergachev got the better of it. I think it's a good deal for both sides, and $4.8 million is a lot of money. And but I do believe that Sergachev and what he's done, how he's played, is definitely worth more than that. That being said, it's structurally set up in a way that is going to benefit him down the road, because the first year is I think 2.4, and the third year is what, seven something?
2.448, and then 7.2 is the last year. So
this is the same setup that Charlie McAvoy and Zach Werenski did. Basically, they are guaranteeing themselves a $7+ million minimum contract on the next contract, because their qualifying offer is at seven. You always take the last year of your deal, and that's the starting point for the next contract. So that's it. Listen, it's just basically saying, we can't sign you to a long-term deal right now, because we can't go to $7-8 million average, because we don't have the money. I mean, the Tampa Bay Lightnings are, we'll talk about it, but they're already, you know, pretty beat up with the cap right now. So it's just saying, let's stick to a very comfortable number cap-wise over the next 3 years. But we are telling you that after the 3 years, you will be in the $8 million range, because the contract is setting it up that way, which is a smart way to do it if you're a team trying to have some cap flexibility right now. But the Tampa Bay Lightning, at this moment, have a projected cap hit of $83.4 million. Okay? Yes, they do have a they can use long-term IR right now, which they projected to use about $2 million, so it will drop them to the under the $81.5 million cap. But they still have Eric Cernak and Anthony Cirelli to sign. So they could be $6 million over the cap by the end of this. They are going to have to shed $6 million of what they have on their roster right now.
John Vogel of The Athletic, friend of the show, by the way, did a poll. We'll talk about, pulled the Sabres fans on a lot of different topics, and we'll talk about that today as well. But we're talking about Mikhail Sergachev, but not Mikhail Sergachev. It's more the structure of his contract. And my next question is, does Dahlin's deal look similar? And the reason why I mentioned John's poll was because in that poll, of the majority of the fans want to see him locked up to a long-term deal. However, other teams have done structured contracts in other ways. This deal, I believe, still brings Sergachev to a restricted free agent, if I'm not mistaken. Clearly, you're not going to give Dahlin a deal that takes him to UFA. So is this something we see the Sabres do with Rasmus Dahlin?
You're not mistaken. RFA in 2023-2024 for Mikhail Sergachev. The same way, if you gave Dahlin a three-year deal, you can actually give him a four-year deal, and he would three-year deal, because 7 years would make him a UFA. Yeah, so you got to give him a three-year deal before he turns out to be a UFA.
So if you were to sign Rasmus Dahlin to a short-term contract, and let's say a lot of these players, like a Werenski, like a McAvoy, like Petey said, Sergachev, these are the top-end players young players in the game today. They're signing three-year deals.
I don't want credit. I don't deserve Marty, said McAvoy.
No, you did, I think, but
No, I didn't.
But I'll pat you on the back. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you know what you're talking about.
So you have I'm pretty sure that when I think back, Werenski signed a $5 million average, Sergachev $4.8 million average. I don't know if you have McAvoy's number, but he's around 4.8, if I'm not mistaken. Where do you put Rasmus Dahlin amongst these guys?
McAvoy is 4.9, so you're right there, Rivs. It always amazes me that you retain those type of numbers.
You know salaries like we know movie lines. Simple as that.
Absolutely.
Simple as that. I guess basically it comes down to personal interest.
It does. You retain what you like to talk about. And
professional interest, like I'll look it up.
I like talking money, boys.
Exactly. You like the money, yes. Green machine.
Yes, we are aware. Okay,
let's think of Dahlin. And really, to be honest with you, I'm divided on this one. I would love to say to you right here, right now, yeah, Dahlin needs to sign a 7 or 8 year deal. I think with this uncertainty that is going on with the cap, with the revenue, with the actual league, it's hard to go out and give somebody a 7 or 8 year deal. It's just very, very hard to project and say, hey, let's give Dahlin $7.5 million a year for 8 years, or $8 million a year for 8 years, because by year four, he'll be worth $10 million and we'll be in our money right then. Well, yeah, but by year four, who's to know that maybe that contract, because you're giving him an $8 million cap hit, is really handcuffing you to not being able to put a good team together and continue your development. So that's the one hiccup right now. I'd give Dahlin I'd give him 15 years. If I could, I'd say, Dahlin, you're that good. I like you. I think you're fantastic. You'll be here for 15 years if I could. But it's just the dollar attached to it and the cap number. That is where this situation really doesn't allow for the long, long-term deal at the money the player would want. The agent's not stupid. He's going to say, hey, if it's an 8 year deal, Rasmus Dahlin is got to be worth $8 million a year. And I don't think that's a place the Sabres can go right now with
minimum $8 million a year. Huh? Minimum, right?
Well, listen, have we seen
agents always look at projections? They don't look at what Rasmus Dahlin. So, Rasmus Dahlin, for an example, in his first year as a rookie, he ended up getting 44 points, which was extremely impressive. He followed it up the next year in 59 games played. So he still had 23 games to play. He had 40 points, Marty. He's on pace for 50, 55 points. Second year in the league at 19. So my question is, what if you're signing him to an 8 year deal? Do you think the agent's going to sit there and go, okay, you know, like he's probably worth around $7 million, $6.5 to $7 million now. Let's sign for $8 million. No, you're looking at what is his worth when he's at his best, and yeah, but you're trying to maximize a contract. You're saying Rasmus Dahlin could be, No questions asked, a $10 million defenseman in the NHL.
Yeah, wait, Rivs, he could be, no questions asked, he could be the best defenseman in the NHL. I believe that, but there's tough competition. Yep. You know, you got Quentin Hughes and Kale McCarr and Heiskanen and Dahlin, and that doesn't even count the guys that are at the top right now. I mean, there are Roman Josi and Petrangelo and John Carlson, Victor Hedman, who's the guy in Columbus again? PD, help me out here.
Werenski, Jones.
The Seth Jones. Like, there's top defensemen, okay? But if we talk in long-term deal, and the problem is, again, there is many more players that don't fulfill their full value on a long-term deal than there is players that really hit it out of the park. And I'm going to go back to last September. not this one we just passed, the one before, September of 2019, when the Ottawa Senators signed Thomas Chabot to an 8-year, $8 million contract a year. So $64 million over 8 years. Yep. A contract that will start this year. I think Thomas Chabot is a great defenseman. But I think if the Ottawa Senators had to do it again, they would not give Thomas Chabot 8 over 8. They would say, hey, let's give
but
him.
But why, though? Why do you think they wouldn't, at this point in time, starting next year, why wouldn't they not want to do that? Because they're in a rebuild, and they don't want to put $8 million into a defenseman when they're talking rebuild, right?
I believe that's the opposite. They were in a rebuild, and they had to say, hey, we have to, like, try to find a way to lock up the top guys, like Chabot, and then Tkachuk is going to sign a crazy long-term deal. Why? Because they want to say, hey, these guys are going to be here forever, and they want to get value out of it. But Chabot, at this moment, is not an $8 million defenseman. Maybe he will be in 3-4 years down the road.
Is that because the market's dipped?
No, it's because he's dipped a little bit. He had played 1 year. Okay? No, he had played 2 years. Sorry, he had played 2 years. 25 points in 63 games his first year. 55 points in 70 games his second year. Everybody's like, Thomas Chabot is going to be unbelievable. Yeah, well, the Ottawa Senators were terrible, and he could play the game in a carefree way and just, you know, skate up the ice. And yeah, he's a great player. But I think teams have got to be careful, especially with young defensemen, giving them the 8-year deal at big money.
So Petey, what is the 3-year deal? What were you going to ask me?
I was going to say, Petey, do you think that Rasmus Dahlin will have an extension contract before he starts this year?
Oh, I don't know. That's I don't know. That's hard to say.
Like, do you not think that teams like Tampa Bay, like Boston with McAvoy, Sergachev, and Werenski, do you not think that they've somewhat set the market for Rasmus Dahlin?
Like,
why would you want Rasmus Dahlin to have another year?
That's why I was just about to say what
better.
It's a shortened season too. It's a weird year. It's not a regular
sign, Petey. I can answer this. He's not going to be signed before the start of the season.
Yeah, I
don't
think
so. There's no reason. Like, the teams and the players have to focus so much more on, you know, what is this year going to be like? Fans, no fans, whatever. The agent's not going to say to Dahlin, "Oh yeah, sign right now." You're signing in the middle of a storm. You know, like, you can't build a house in the middle of a storm. You're everything's going to fly all over the place. Signing right now, unless you have to continue playing, which Dahlin doesn't because he has one more year left, would be signing in the middle of a storm. And wait until the storm dies down a little bit, and then you have a better idea of where things are going.
Yeah, especially with revenues and things like that from both the team and the player. But that's why I think 3-year deal, because after this year, you still have 3 years left on the agreed upon March CBA. We'll see what happens with that. We'll ask Dregs about that at 11:30. But that's why a 3-year deal, I think, makes sense. And why couldn't it be like $6 million per year for 3 years? Is that unreasonable? Is that low? Okay, I'll go to 7 already. See that? See, I'm a weak negotiator. I'll go to 7.
No, I was going to go the other way, but that's
okay. Okay, good. Do that for me then. Am I high at 6?
Yeah, you're high at 6.
Absolutely.
Really? Really?
Listen,
okay.
I would not pay Rasmus Dahlin right now a dime over $5 million. Because I got to tell you this, right now, if we're looking at defensemen, the elite defensemen in the league, Sergachev's played 3 years, McAvoy's played 3 years, Werenski's played 5, I think, and Rasmus Dahlin's played 2. So where do you rank Rasmus Dahlin amongst those basically 3 players that are very, very close comparables to Rasmus Dahlin? out of the three players and Rasmus Dahlin making four, where do you rank Rasmus Dahlin out of those four?
Third, maybe.
Okay, so who's worse than him?
No one's worse than the worst is a terrible choice of words.
There's no one better. There's no one worse. McAvoy, for an example, might be the best overall defenseman. Who's the best offensive guy? You could probably say Rasmus Dahlin / Sergachev, most physical, Werenski, most physical Sergachev, size Sergachev. I mean, they all have their things that they do exceptionally well. Rasmus Dahlin fits in right amongst those players. 4.8, 4.9, $5 million. So if you're so Kevin funny. Adams right now and you want to get Rasmus Dahlin done to an extension, 3 years at what, 4.95?
It's so funny when you look. I just did a quick search on capfriendly.com. Okay, players that sign a contract between the age of 20 and 24, defensemen. So you figure, you know, you're catching the players that are in their second deal, right? And where they're at. Thomas Chabot is number one on that list, 8 years, $8 million. Aaron Ekblad is second on that list. Okay, Ekblad signed a 8 years, $7.5 million. Again, if you're the Florida Panthers, Aaron Ekblad at $7.5 million, that's expensive. He looked really good. He looked really, really good. Then he had the concussion and kind of dipped a little bit. But you've got guys like Colton Parayko at $5.5 million. Colton Parayko is a stud. Obviously, now he's 27 years old. So they signed him when he was 24, going into buying some free agent, unrestricted free agent years. But Seth Jones at 5.4, Jacob Slavin at 5.3, Shea Theodore at 5.2, Werenski at 5. You've got some really, really strong defense in that group that are not making $6 million. You know, the only one that's making $6 million is Matt Dumba, and Minnesota was trying to trade him because they were like, man, $6 million is too much. We can't afford that. He's not really giving us what we want. So it's, I'm telling you, $6 million on a three-year deal, that's too much. You've got to go way lower than that.
This or that coming up next. We'll talk more about John. It's a survey.
Let me ask you this. Are we doing this or that, or are we doing Jeopardy? Because I've got three categories, two questions per categories, and I'm ready to go with Jeopardy today. If we, I don't know. What time are we doing Jeopardy?
Well, Marty, I'm reading this or that right here. Do you not want to do this or that?
I think I'm getting from the control room.
Are you worried that this or that is not going to live up and you want to fall back on another segment?
No,
are you not feeling confident today, Marty?
Yeah, there's been discussion in the control room, Marty, that this or that, if it doesn't pick up, is going to be
this or that is getting dissed.
Yeah.
You guys can get
and ditched
out of there.
Look at the control room. Look at Jeff
shaking
right
his
now.
Head saying Jeff it's Colton been terrible.
Look shaking at his head terrible. Saying it's been terrible.
Terrible.
No, you know what? Jeff is the one that's helping me with the this or that, and he's in favor of continuing.
You know, why? Jeff hasn't helped you in a year on this or that, but why? Because you've been struggling.
What are you talking about? Jeff and I have this relationship where we don't need to like rely solely on one person or the other. We work together and they come together.
Petey, yeah. I want to give you a little fun fact for you, bud.
Oh, I like these.
Before we go to break.
Let's do it.
What is on it? This date in 1960, Red Wings forward Gordie Howe became the first player in NHL history to record
1,000 games.
1,000 points.
Points, damn it, is what I meant.
First player ever.
I knew so. It was 1,000 because I read it, but I didn't. I saw that.
Oh, you did you read it this morning?
I saw that, and then it flew by my brain. I meant to mention it early on.
There's a girl on Twitter. Her name's Jen.
And History her, Jen.
Yeah, NHL History Girl. If you guys want to look up Jen at NHL History Girl, she's fantastic. She is absolutely fantastic. and just has so much great information on all these players. So
it's a good follow. A lot of stuff from history that you just didn't know or didn't quite realize.
Yeah. On this date in 1991, Petey.
Okay.
Penguin Scotty Bowman earned his 750th
penalty minutes.
What?
NHL win.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously. What? Point. Right. Listen, point.
Is a pack of gum chewed.
Years in the league. What?
Which, by the way, Petey, we have to try to get Mr. Bowman on at some point again. I saw an interview he did with Montreal media in French. The guy speaks like better French than most like French people. Unbelievable. I never realized Scotty Bowman was that good of a bilingual speaking French person. Unbelievable.
Well, here's
the thing. He is sharp, I'll tell you. We've had him on, Pete, right, Petey?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He was on. Marty, you've been on with him. He's been. Yeah, you don't go back to that well too many times. I mean, he was just on recently. And like, we'll circle back to that in a couple of years, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to bother Scotty. Hey, Scotty, or sorry, Mr. Bowman, would you like to, you know, come on and be a regular fixture on the Instigators? We could have like a, we could set aside a day and a segment for you.
Sure, he would love that. That's the thing. He's fantastic. Would like absolutely love it.
When he comes on, he's absolutely fantastic. It's some of the greatest listening that you can do, and that's probably one of the only times that I listen is when he's on. Let's go to break, Marty. You decide. We'll do Jeopardy.
No, I got this or that. I got this or that ready. It's okay. Gonna be great.
All right, stick around. Get a taste of Jeff Koldenak's this or that. What? Marty?
You know what makes a good this or that? Is you guys. It's not the question. Is how you guys.
Well, you know, the other thing that was brought up from the control room is that when you're hosting a segment, you're supposed to ask the question and let your guests answer, not ask, answer, then answer their question. You know what I mean?
Be the judge, jury, and
lawyer and you know, victim and criminal too.
Okay. I got it. I'll do my best.
We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Instigators. It is time for This or That. Rivs, you're on mute. I want to give you a chance to not be on mute for when you need to answer. If you guys could see Rivs pretending that he's talking to the camera, but he's really isn't. Okay, let's start it off with a legend who passed away over the weekend. Diego Maradona, soccer legend, passed away at 60. It made me think, number one, of a couple of things. You guys all remember the hand of God, the goal in the World Cup for Argentina that, you know, he got carried off the field, but he, instead of heading it into the net, he used his fist, which in soccer, as you all know, is not allowed, but was able to disguise it enough to not get caught. But the other thing it made me think of is, who is the best ever soccer player? And two names that came to mind. One is Maradona. Two is Pelé. So I'm asking you guys this or that. Best soccer player ever. Pelé or Maradona? Petey, we'll start with you.
Well, first of all, Maradona died 20 years ago. He just stayed upright for 20 more years.
He's Weekend at Bernie's.
He is Weekend at Bernie's, this guy. He's Bernie Lomax is based off of Diego Maradona. Because this guy lived hard. And go watch his documentary, okay? Incredible, incredible story, this guy. Incredible. It's all I can say. Marty, I grew up hearing and talking about both of these players. I am going to go with Pelé, but I don't believe that that's right. I always said Pelé, and I'm afraid of change, and Ronaldo will never have anything on these guys, but I'm going to say.
Really? Cristiano Ronaldo will never have anything on these guys?
I don't know. I mean, you've got a lot
go
of
watch
good players.
Diego Maradona, man. Go watch.
I'm getting texts from my kid. He's like, "What about Lionel Messi and Ronaldo?" I'm like, "No. The top two: Pelé, Maradona.
Yeah.
Which one's the
and
goat?"
And then I'll like, throw in what the kids say. Don't at me on that.
Yeah. So, PD, you say Pelé the goat?
Yeah, I think so. I think you have to, number 10, baby.
Okay, Rivs, who's the goat? This or that? Maradona or Pelé?
I would definitely say Maradona. You know, soccer was big in our family when I grew up. You know, dad coached me from a young age all the way up to the age of 16. My brother played on an all-star team that went over to England to play. My dad was, his love for soccer was extreme. He played first division in North Bay till he was in his 50s and loved it. My brother, still today, every Saturday, is watching, you know, European soccer. It's he loves it. But, you know, the discussions that we've had in our house, the two names that are a constant that are brought up are Pelé and Diego Maradona. And I think there's something about Diego Maradona that just makes him, you know, larger than life in the soccer world, you know, with how he navigated himself to being the greatest.
I think Pelé was the first player to do that upside down kick or whatever, you know, the helicopter,
windmill, yeah.
The windmill. Yeah, the windmill.
Yeah, I don't know if he was the first, but he definitely people would, you know, the same way when you throw a shot and you say Kobe, you know, like, you know, the Pelé was the bicycle kick, the larger than life, being able to score so many goals so many different ways. So I think Pelé for me, that's who I would pick. Not that I'm a soccer fan and not that I've watched those guys play, but reading about them, I mean, Pelé scored the most goals ever.
Have you ever watched Diego Maradona play? Have you ever watched?
I've seen highlights.
He's like Wayne Gretzky times two.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, whoever the best stick handler is in hockey, he does that with his feet with the ball.
Yeah.
How about this? You talk about it's Maradona. Crazy. There is a clip that Barstool Sports put on Twitter. It's when Maradona was playing for FC Barcelona, and there is a brawl on the pitch. Like, it is a massive brawl. Maradona is kneeing guys and then kicking guys and he's falling down. And so you have to go to Barstool Sports and check it out. It's unreal. You think a hockey brawl is bad, like a soccer brawl is really bad. But if you're in a soccer brawl, this or that, do you kick or knee people around you? This or that? Rivs, I'll start with you. Kick or knee?
Neither.
That's your selection. You can't use your hands in soccer, so you can't throw punches. Kick or knee?
You mean you can't
Marty,
throw punches?
Marty's implementing the same rules in the game into the fight too. Okay, guys, if we're gonna fight, hands in your pockets, or you're getting a red card.
Stick your hands down your pants. You're only allowed to use your feet.
Your hands down your spandex.
Only what? If you're the goat, but you have to keep your gloves on.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, that's right. Only the goalie. And the goalies can't fight each other.
No. Okay. So, Rivs, knee or kick in a fight?
Oh, that's great.
I
got to go with both, I think. I'd probably chuck a little bit of both. Yeah. I definitely get.
I would have to go with the cleat kick.
For sure.
I would have to go with the click and cleat.
the kick.
I would have to go with the kick only because now you can come in and run in and give your, throw the cleats right in someone's back. Like the video that you just sent me. It is amazing.
Exactly what you would do.
These guys.
Absolutely. You would go right. Yeah, that's exactly what you would do.
Cleats are the big part of it.
You're in a soccer ball, hockey brawl, whatever. You're there to protect yourself. No holds bar. You got to do what you got to do to survive.
Well, plus those guys in soccer, like maybe they don't work on upper body strength a whole lot, so they're not super strong at throwing punches, but their legs are so strong. Imagine getting kicked by Diego Maradona on the pitch.
But like, the head is off limits. You don't kick you don't go for the head.
What are you talking about? Diego Maradona, he's the one who started the brawl in that video. He need a guy in the face. He need the goaltender in the face. It was very vicious.
Yeah, that was the thing about him, too. Like, he was known for being, like, a bit of a dirty player. Martin? Let's move on.
Absolutely. No, he was definitely a dirty player. Most soccer – I remember playing soccer as a kid. As soon as the ball was in the air and you jumped for header, like, elbows were flying. You'd get punched in the kidney. Get kneed in the back. Like, that's part of the game. It's dirty on the soccer field. So anyway, okay. Well, let's move on to something else. The Korean baseball ended this past week, and their trophy is a fantastic sword. Like, it is literally like I don't know if you guys have seen the video, but it is a shiny, metally type of is it the E-Man that had the sword, the big sword that you look?
He-Man.
Is that what it was?
Not E-Man. He-Man.
That's
He-Man.
The accent, okay. Though, Riv.
That's the accent. So anyway, it looks like that sword. So I'm asking, really, like, better trophy, like this or that, the sword or? I don't even know what to say.
I saw that trophy, Marty. Right now. I saw that trophy
right now.
It's unbelievable.
Best trophy in the world.
Best trophy in sports. I'm sorry.
But all of them together don't
not even close. This is the greatest trophy. I'm sorry to the Stanley Cup, but this is different. It's how long has this league been around? Because they got the right idea. This is incredible.
It's been around a while. Korean baseball is pretty, like, since 1982.
Huge. Huge. How long has that been the trophy? Has it always been the trophy?
I don't know. I'm going to have to, like, Google that.
Oh, it's unreal. Go check it out. Also, check out the Diego Maradona
Baseball World Series. And the trophy is incredible. Anybody who watched He-Man when they were a kid, the trophy
Power of Grayskull.
Power of Grayskull.
Yeah, no, wow. Can you imagine having to go out that night? Like, you go out with the Stanley Cup, you pour, you know, champagne in the cup, you drink out of it, you celebrate. You go out with the sword into the bars, and you're celebrating with the sword. Like, it's just amazing.
Okay, so those toys, do you remember the He-Man toys? He-Man toys back in the day?
Yeah.
And She-Ra, and they had the gray skull. We had them all. My brother had all of those. The tiger. Remember the tiger? He rode the big tiger, remember?
Yep. Yeah.
He-Man. You could get
all those as a kid. How about this? Talking about toys that you had as a kid. There is a I got to click on this link. Sorry here. There's a project that's going to be coming to TV. HBO Max is preparing to bring Godzilla versus Kong to its streaming platform. Netflix may also try to bid on it. Who wins in a fight? This or that? Godzilla or King Kong? This or that? You guys go ahead and try to...
I'm just going to plead and move on this one. I think Godzilla and King Kong has been grossly overdone over the years.
Wow.
And... I'm going to go, I don't know. I'll just go with Kong.
How is the?
I knew if we let you just go, you would come out. You'd answer it anyway.
How is the gorilla supposed to beat this dragon Godzilla breeding fire type of
because
guy.
He's got arms like yours. Alligator like arms, Marty.
Alligator arms? I don't know. I just don't see how King Kong wins that match.
I have a question. Who won Freddy versus Jason? Who won that? I honestly don't know. And didn't they do Batman versus Superman?
Yeah, that was, yeah, I didn't watch that
one. So now they're taking all these iconic figures and putting them up against. I haven't seen any of those. I'll tell you what, I haven't seen those. Like, I'm going to see Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. tomorrow night. Sorry.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch that fight if it was free.
Your fault, man. Are you kidding me? You don't want to see what two grandfathers in the boxing ring are going to do against one another?
No. You know what
two extremely powerful granddads are going to fight in a boxing ring. One of them we know probably has head trauma. So to see this go down is beyond. I said it before. I don't want to see it. But is there a chance that one of them dies?
No. It's an exhibition. As soon as the referee sees that the intensity is too high, and they're going to have – now, I'm joking about this. Like, they may have heart rate monitor to make sure their heart rate doesn't go too high. But as soon as they see that it's getting a little out of control, they're going to stop it. So it's not like, let's see Mike Tyson's, like, pummeling people. That's not going to happen.
I watched Mike Tyson do an interview recently. I mean, he can't even speak.
No. Did you see the other day? They said he was smoking $40,000 of weed a month. Like, that's what? He was, yes.
He's not going to go two rounds.
I saw that when he was in his Vegas home and he was like literally smoking $40,000 of weed a month.
That's half a million dollars
of weed a year that you are smoking. Like, that is completely.
You gotta have a weed sponsorship with the, like, how is he not living in Colorado and having like a weed sponsorship?
Oh, I'm sure there's something there. But anyway, listen, we have to end this or that on that note. With Mike Tyson.
$40,000 a month, and he must, what? It's impossible. He's certainly not smoking alone.
No, there's no way. He's got to have.
I think he has a show based
around $40,000 a month, how Pardon? Much is Snoop Dogg smoking? Come on.
Snoop Dogg is immune to all that stuff.
I hope he took this month off because he's 50 something years old and he's about to step into a ring with a hungry man. So you might want to just lay off the
Tyson's
weed.
Tyson's obviously hungry too.
Munchies.
Hey, Mike, are you hungry for this fight? Well, you know, the different kind of hunger. It's a combination of munchies and victory.
Listen, we got to go take a break because we have Jeopardy coming up.
I really think I can beat him, though. I really think I can beat him. I think I got this guy.
You sound like Bugs Bunny. That's really what it is. anyway, listen, we got to go to break. We have a quick segment coming up. The update, 11 o'clock, we have Jeopardy. 11:30, Darren Dreger. So, stick around. We'll be right back here on the Instigators, WGR 550.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Okay, we don't have long here. When we come back, we're going to do Jeopardy. I don't know if you guys saw Alex Trebek. Well, I know you guys, did I say you guys? I guess I speak to everybody listening. Did you see Alex Trebek's message from yesterday? Pretty incredible. What a strong man. I mean, when you know you're dying and you're going on Jeopardy and you're still giving optimistic and positive reinforcement and hope, and that's, I mean, again, you know, like you look at these men and women that are just so strong that are able to do that, like Dale Hawerchuk, even, you know, calling his buddies. I mean, you're not going to be here in a month maybe, and you're standing in front of a camera delivering a powerful message from someone that you know that everybody's watching because they don't know how much longer they're going to see you. I mean, that's just bravery to its highest meaning.
I have been watching Jeopardy pretty regularly for the past few years or whatnot, but I'll tell you this. Even a month ago, you couldn't really tell that he was really sick. I think you're starting to see it a little bit. Obviously, you know that he has 20 shows left, and 2 weeks after recording his last episode, which will air on Christmas Day, 2 weeks after that, he ended up passing away. But you could start to see it, and you see it in his message yesterday, the voice cracking, and it had to be so incredibly hard to push through so that you can get to it and then go home and basically just wait for time to do its thing. It's got to be so hard.
What we're watching is unbelievable. It's, you know, every time he stands in front of the camera, you know that his time's coming, right? And it's a really weird thing to watch, to be quite honest with you. It really is.
As close to time travel as you'll get. The fact that Alex Trebek's talking about Thanksgiving and he passed away weeks ago. It's like time travel.
Well, we'll be back. Hour number two. We're going to move ahead. And got to mention this too. Thomas Vanek's going to join us next Wednesday for an hour. And I want everyone to know that because I got a lot of great questions for him. We're going to have fun. We'll hopefully get a retirement announcement from him, but who knows? And I guess he's been turning down interviews left, right, and center, but he's going to join us. So I'm really looking forward to it. We'll be back. Hour number two of the Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.